This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley of TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. As Fresh Air's TV critic, I'd like to open today's show by saying a few words about Michael Jackson, who died yesterday of cardiac arrest at the age of 50. For the 24-hour cable news networks, which also dealt with the death of Charlie's Angels star Farrah Fawcett the same day, it was a case of major media overload. But the Michael Jackson story trumped all others. And fittingly, the best tribute came from MTV. Michael Jackson, as the young frontman of the Jackson 5, was a star at an incredibly young age, racking up an amazing string of number one hits in the early 1970s. His group's appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show, while not as significant in terms of breaking down racial barriers as some of the acts Sullivan showcased in the 50s and 60s, were memorable. So was the reaction of the Sullivan Show audience.
From Gary, Indiana, here is the youthful Jackson 5.
But in television, as in the recording industry, Michael Jackson made his biggest impact and his most significant contributions once he went solo. The year was 1983. MTV had launched 2 years earlier, and it's difficult to remember or imagine how different a network it was back then. Not only did it play nothing but music videos 24 hours a day, but it played music videos only by white artists. The performer who broke MTV's unofficial blacklist, or whitelist, was Michael Jackson, with a video and song too catchy to ignore. He danced, lighting up squares on a floor with every step, and MTV and a superstar were reborn. The song was Billie Jean. On MTV, Billie Jean was the first blow of a two-pronged attack. Beat It, which borrowed its imagery from a gang street fight in West Side Story, became another number one hit for Michael Jackson 2 months later. And that same month, March 1983, Jackson appeared on a live NBC Entertainment special honoring the 25th anniversary of Motown Records, the label on which the Jackson 5 had recorded. Michael Jackson reunited with his brothers and sang that night, but he also made a solo appearance that remains one of the most electrifying star turns in TV history. He performed Billie Jean, introducing a new dance move he had concocted for the occasion, a backwards gliding step he called the moonwalk. Viewers went crazy, critics raved, and even Fred Astaire phoned Jackson the next day to offer his praise. "You are incredible," Astaire told him. "You are a hell of a mover." Not even Madonna, who became a pop star later that year because of a string of sexy videos, could unseat Michael Jackson as MTV's biggest, most influential artist. Thriller, the album from which he drew an unprecedented number of hits, sold an absurd number of copies. By the time Michael Jackson bestowed upon himself the title The King of Pop, there was no denying it. Throughout the 80s, he used his clout and his talent to make one ornate music video after another, strengthening MTV's appeal as well as his own. Say the titles of Jackson's hits, and you're likely to remember the images as quickly as the music. Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Dirty Diana, Black or White. But if Michael Jackson's biggest contribution to live TV was his Billie Jean moonwalk, his greatest contribution to all TV history was his 1984 music video Thriller. Directed by John Landis of National Lampoon's Animal House, it was the longest single-song music video ever made, a record I believe it still holds. It had a storyline which made it a mini-movie, and a well-rehearsed, inventively presented dance sequence, featuring Michael Jackson and other dancers as a group of choreographed zombies, that has become positively iconic. And who can forget Michael's confession to his girl at the start of Thriller, just before he transformed?
"I have something I want to tell you. Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Get away!
More recently, Michael Jackson's TV history has been more tabloid coverage than music appreciation. A baby on a balcony, a creepy primetime interview, lawsuits involving underage boys, and so on. But now, with his death, all those images, all those stories, are folded together. Yesterday and today, while most networks covering Jackson's death were using his music videos only as a visual backdrop while interviewing everyone they could reach, MTV did something different. It checked in with other celebrities too, but MTV spent most of its time just playing Michael Jackson's massive library of music videos and live performances. On CNN, MSNBC, and elsewhere, you could hear about what made Michael Jackson such a pop culture icon. But on MTV, you could witness it all over again.